Good morning. My guest this morning is Beth Hartman from Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, Roland.
We are going to talk about a sculpture jam at Ives Park where the fish will make its appearance. This is September 21st and 22nd, 10 to 3 in the afternoon.
Yes, that's this coming weekend.
Yes.
Don't miss it.
So one question I have to ask is, I've heard of poetry jams. I've heard of various sorts of music jams. What about, how does a sculpture jam work?
Well, artists who are interested, and you don't even have to be an artist to be a sculpture jam participant. Through the year, we plan what we're going to do on our sculpture jam weekend. The weekend is decided, each year it's a little different weekend, and we decide according to what's available. This year, we worked around the swimming pool schedule because this event is happening at the local Sebastopol swimming pool. So, anyway, we work during the year making parts, and when the event comes, we jam it all together. Actually, that was terrible. We do craft it all together after much serious planning.
That's got to be what it means.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. And every year, it's kind of a different group of people who do this, so people don't even have to be artists. We've had accountants, and we've had dental assistants, and just people who are interested in working. We learn from each other. It's been so much fun to learn from each other.
Well, what a wonderful way to bring the arts into the community and to bring the community to the arts, too. I mean, I'm sure there are people who participate in the sculpture jams that had no idea they were going to do it some weeks before, and then someone mentioned it to them, and there it was.
Oh, sure. You can show up, and depending on what needs to be done at that time, you yourself as a non-artist, a non-jammer, can be a temporary jammer on that very day and help. This year, some adults will be actually torching the sculpture and making color happen on parts of it.
Oh, a sort of an enamel process you mentioned.
Yes, we did. We have done the enameling, but then some of the copper just needs to be colored, and they're going to use propane torches and splat the color right on there.
And that's going to happen right before your very eyes if you come there on the weekend.
Maybe from your very own hands. There aren't many opportunities for children in this event, except they may be able to do a little bit of enameling. We'll maybe have some enameling demonstrations. I do mention enameling. A lot of this fish is enameled. It's just spectacular. Sarah Schomp, one of our artists, has enameled the head and tail pieces already. All of us together have enameled these copper strips, and then we've woven them. So at the jam, these copper strips will be being attached to the sculpture, and that might be something that the public can do, which is operate our pneumatic riveter, which is just bunches of fun.
Well, it sounds like this is a kind of an Asian work. Whenever I think of sculpted or painted fish, I often think of various Japanese traditions and techniques.
It has a very Asian feel, and it's going to be installed in a surround that's made of wood and has a definite Asian cast to it.
But you're not able to go swimming at the same time.
But soon, you could swim for a while and come to the jam for a while
and
help at the jam for a while and then go put your bathing suit on and go swimming. It's immediately next door to the swimming pool.
I have to say, I have several friends that I think if Ives Pool was no longer there, they would probably leave Sebastopol.
Yes, it's really a center of the town. It's terribly important. And it was the director of the swimming pool who asked for this fish. He had seen us make sculptures around Sebastopol before. The city lets us put up our sculptures. We fund ourselves. We work on it all year round. But then the city lets us put it up. And that's really unusual in a community.
Boy, congratulations to Sebastopol.
Yeah.
And thank you, Beth, for coming in and telling us about the Sculpture Jam at Ives, September 21st and 22nd, 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Best place for information, sculpturejam.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.